Knowing what your identity is very important, especially if you are in college. You start growing your identity when you are at home. For example, you can gain your identity by your hobbies, ethnicity, values, beliefs, etc. These things are put together in order to find out who you are as a person. Your community is a big factor on what your identity is. Your friends, neighbors, and environment can shape it. Even a specific event can give you an idea of who you are. And after you have an idea what your identity is, you find out what you can do with it, what actions you have done or will do. These actions can be positive or negative ones. Your actions are also major keys on what your identity is. The events that shaped me was growing up in a Mexican low-income household. This has shaped me into who I am today. I've grown and matured as a person because of this. Living in this type of household is not easy. You have to adapt with what you have and to the people around you. I grew up in a one-bedroom apartment with four other people. It was not ideal, but it was home. I appreciate that little apartment more than ever because it is a place I grew up. This was the first thing to shape me early in life. I always visited my friends and saw how spacious their homes were. There was a point in time where I was envious because they were able to invite people over, while I knew that no one was allowed to come over because of how small the apartment was. I would notice how better off people were than me, and this caused me to be embarrassed about the place I call home. I would constantly be angry when I would have to go home after school. I didn't want to feel trapped or see the way my parents were struggling to make ends meet. It wasn't until I finally looked at my parents after they came back from work and see how exhausted they were, but would always be so proud when they would come home with a paycheck to help pay the rent. They knew that their struggles were worth it in the end because we had a rooftop over our heads, but I never saw it that way. I always thought they weren't trying hard enough, but it was quite the opposite. 6-year-old me received a slap in the face from reality when I noticed my parents' faces. I was always so embarrassed to show people where I live, but all that changed since then. I'm so proud of what my parents have accomplished, and it made me appreciate every little thing they bring home. I'm not ungrateful for what I've been blessed with. Growing up in a low-income household shaped me into being humbled and grateful for what I received. I've learned to become responsible and independent. My job in the household is to keep the house organized. I have to clean the apartment from left to right, up and down. I was always told to serve food and make food when my mom couldn't. It is the woman's job to do all the household chores and make dinner, serve dinner, etc. I never understood why is it the girl's job to do all these things, but it's what I've learned to be normal. I was the one to cook for my little brother when my mom was too tired to do it. I was the one who washed the dishes and cleaned the restroom. At first, I would complain to my parents that this was very sexist of them, but I learned to be grateful for the experience. I didn't see this as a burden, but as an opportunity to grow and become independent. I was proud of being the one to do this because I was helping my parents relax and just worry about bringing bread to the table. I felt like this experience will forever be significant to me. Some people may see this as unfair, but in reality, it was the way my parents grew up, having the women do the housework. It seems to be a Mexican and Latino way of thinking. I was taught how to clean, cook at a very young age, which doesn't happen in other households. I was given the responsibility to help my parents when they needed it, and I was able to grow from that experience. I can now take care of myself if the time ever comes. I've gained my identity because of the way I grew up in this type of environment. I was able to identify myself as a leader. I was the one who had to take charge when my parents were busy with work. I was the one to take charge because I knew it was my job to do so. I can identify myself as Mexican because of where my parents are from and the culture that I grew up in, and still carry with me wherever I go. Having all that responsibility has me identify myself as reliable and responsible. I identify as a fighter because of the struggles I had to overcome growing in a low-income household. It was very difficult growing up there, but that's okay because this helped me identify myself. I also identify myself as a provider in a way because I had to provide my little brother food when my parents couldn't. This is how you find your identity because of the events that have occurred or simply because of how you grew up. Knowing who you are is important because you will have a base of what your purpose is. When coming to college, you are thrown into a completely different world like I was. I was able to see other people's identity through what they did and how they acted. This new community could have changed the way I think, and I could have created a whole new identity, which is why I hold my identity close to me even more so I won't get lost and do the wrong things. But that doesn't mean you can't alter your identity a bit or add more to it on the way. I haven't had the need to change my identity, but many do on the path of college. You can doubt your beliefs, and these beliefs can be a big component to your identity. For example, I grew up in a Catholic household and this can completely change in college because of the new environment that I live in. People have different religions that can make me doubt mine. But this is why your identity, well defined earlier on, will help you. Once you have a grasp of what your identity is, this can lead to what you do, your actions. Everything you do in life is the cause of what your identity is. This is why people say they can tell who you are because of the actions you've done or will do. When I came to the university, I was a bit disoriented for a bit. I didn't know what my purpose was here. There were so many clubs and organizations that could have helped me figure this out. I didn't know what club could be the right fit for me. I wanted a club to make me feel like I belong. Once I've joined a group called Engage that helped raise money to give low-income families a Thanksgiving meal, my story made more sense. I already had the sense of being a provider for my family, so when this organization was present in front of me, I immediately felt like it was the place for me. I was able to connect with the group because I was doing the same thing I had done back home, provide for other people. I knew the struggles that the families are going through because I've been in it. I was able to connect with the families, too, because I'm in the same boat as they are, a low-income family. I felt like I belonged. This also showed that I was a leader because I took charge when I was needed in the group. I would give my input and lead the group when it was necessary. My actions showed my identity. The one identity that I was beginning to doubt when doubt was being responsible. I was usually responsible when it came to doing my work and other things, but once I came to the university, it was a bit more difficult. I was so used to the minimal work from high school that I was not prepared for this workload. With so much reading and homework, I wanted to slack off, but I snapped out of it. I was also worried that I wasn't going to be able to be responsible and do reckless things as many college students do, but my strong values have not failed me. I would always have the problem of either going out and relaxing or start some of my homework, but I've done a decent job on continuing my strong work ethic. My identity of being reliable has still been very strong here in college. I'm usually always the one person people can confide in when they need help or when there's a group project. It is very difficult to keep your identity, especially in a new community, but that's okay because it will help you know more about yourself. You are so used to being in the comfort of your community that when you are thrown into a new one, your identity can waver. In college, your identity can change either in a positive or negative way. My story makes sense now that I put everything together. I am in a community that is supposed to stand for justice. We show social justice through our actions and words, and that is exactly what I hope I am doing. The theme of this college is to be proud of your identity and to use it so you can do something positive out of it. The theme also tells you to be a leader in your community and speak for what you believe is right. This is the opportunity this college gives you. You get to continue developing the identity you already have and learn to embrace it. College in general should give you your identity another boost because the whole point people go to college is to change the world and make it a better place. It is a long shot, but with the right mindset and identity, it can be done. I showed I'm a fighter through the protests that I've been through, fighting for what is right. When I was coming to the university, I knew that I had to keep my identity in check. I didn't want to change it. I wanted to have my beliefs and values in check so I can make the right actions and choices, and so far I've done just that. I could have decided not to go to a university, but because of everything that I fought for, I was not going to let this opportunity go. This shows my identity. Other people have a harder time finding who they are and what their purpose in life is, but that's fine because you still have a long way to go, and college is the perfect place to discover it. The stories you have will shape you and have you create your identity, and it will show through your actions. Whether they are difficult stories or easygoing ones, they can make an impact in your identity and actions. Your actions are important because they play a role in your identity.